I'm not sure. I don't guess I really ever am when I get in a pulpit, whether I'm going to teach a message today or preach the message today. Because you see, at the end of each year, I use on that last Sunday of the year the same title for a message. Resurrection, not insurrection. Now, I will admit that it is impossible for me to ever preach the same sermon twice. So I hold on to the titles, realizing that God so often wants to continually remind us. You know how you learn things? Through repetition. That's how we learn to do things that are bad. That's how we learn to do things that are good. Through repetition. The difference with your pastor when I'm talking about repetition, I am not talking about a habit. I'm talking about a lifestyle. I speak about the dedication, and I speak about such a commitment, because you and I must work on our commitment to Christ. I know you realize, as your pastor does, that Christ's commitment to me is never wavering. It's solid. Jesus Christ is a solid foundation for my life and for yours. So what about the dedication that we have to Jesus? The dedication that you and I, as God's children, look to within our own life. You see, we have the greatest trainer of our life. His name is the Holy Spirit of God. And he's come to indwell us, to remind us, to pray for us. Remember, the scripture says that you and I do not know what to pray for. So as we lift our voice to God in prayer, then the Holy Spirit sends that prayer on to God the Father, making sure that it gets there. You see, a prayer without the Holy Spirit's not going to make it. You and I, wanting to live the life that Christ has called us to, our life is not going to make it unless we are powered by the Holy Spirit. Unless we allow God to direct us on the path. We can no longer keep walking blindly down a path of this world and of this life and expect to make a difference. You and I have to look from within. That day that you and I said yes to Jesus Christ, possibly the day that you knew that the Holy Spirit was dealing with you to accept Christ and you walked away, and you've noticed that it gives you opportunity after opportunity to come to him. Always reminding. That's what the Holy Spirit of God does. You know why? Because he loves us. Well, you don't know what I've done. Yeah, and I don't want to hear it. But here's the key to life. That key to life is the Holy Spirit in our life. Can we function as a human being without Holy Spirit power? Sure. God created us in his image in a way to where you and I have the freedom to walk with him or walk away from him. Now, for me to walk away from him doesn't make God love me any less. But it does make that path that I've chosen to walk, which is opposite from God's choosing, that path is going to trip me up there are going to be so many pitfalls, traps, hurdles when I choose through freedom of choice to serve the Lord. The Lord then makes sure that that path that He's given you and me can be traversed no matter what's there. Now, there's still going to be the pits. There's still going to be the hurdles. I would not be very good right now going over a hurdle. But God says, you don't have to be, Larry. I'll fly you right over. You see, it deals with a commitment, right and wrong. It deals with the love, God's love, or the type of love that you and I offer to God. God gave me the greatest love that's ever existed. That's the love of His Son. And when His Son gave all for me individually, for you individually, when He gave all to us, He gave to you and me the opportunity to be at peace with inside. What you own, property or whatever, that will not bring you peace. All the money has nothing to do with peace. All the opportunities of the corporate realm has nothing to do with peace. So everything that God offers us, the world can't. And yet so often we as Christians turn to the world for answers. I did not turn to the world for my salvation. Therefore, why would I turn to the world or a government for answers? Should you and I not be resurrected within our own physical condition? Be resurrected to that spiritual blessing that God gave us? Is it not proper that when you and I look at our own individual life and we look at the life of Jesus Christ, that you and I say that we believe is our Lord and Savior, do we not realize His Father resurrected Him from the dead? But Jesus was not really dead. Yes, He was. Really dead. How do you know? Because the Bible tells me so. And the Holy Spirit within us teaches us day after day, trouble after trouble. When you're down and you're so depressed over life, you're hurting for those you love more than you're hurting for yourself. That's resurrection of the love of Christ. When you finally break through the wall of what the world calls reality living, when you break through that wall, the only peace you will find is in the reality of who your Savior is, not in what you have done, how great buildings or what else you have built. It all goes back to the cross, to the representation of the tree. It all goes back to a baby, a Savior, one who takes it all. Because it's when He says, I love you, that's a love you can count on. One day, each one of us are going to wake up. If you're a Christian in heaven, if you're not a Christian, you'll wish you were. I do not understand the love of God. I don't try to any longer, but I do understand He loves me. Why me? I haven't the slightest idea, but He does. And He called me. But He did not call just me alone. He called each individual Christian to stand up and be about our Father's business with His power of the Holy Spirit. Have you ever read the stories in the Scripture? Have you noticed that every time the nation of God would go into battle and their mind was on serving God, that the battle was won for them? Have we realized within our own life that all hell is going to come against us? Do we not understand? As long as we're in this physical condition, we're going to have trials, tribulations, problems galore. But you and I have a promise to hold on to. In the midst of all that hell, the Holy Spirit still indwells us. And we know it. So often, we will question God's will. And that will is questioned through rebellion. I'm allowed to ask God questions, but I am not allowed to question God and how things happen in my life or for what reason. I don't understand cancer. I just happen to know the great physician. And as a Christian, you and I need to focus on that great physician. Though the world say you have no hope, all heaven will laugh. Your life is not your own. The peace that God gives is a peace that you will have within you that you're so eager to share, you cannot be silent. Yet the physical me, the physical you, wants to rebel against the truth that we know, against a Savior we know loves us so much, because we get so excited about wanting the best here, we forget the best is yet to come. I have the best. His name is Jesus. Anything else that He gives me is a gift from Him to give away, to help, to prop up others. You see, we all as Christians have a call, but that call does not entail rebellion. It does not give us the opportunity to walk away from God's path just because the pressure is there. You want pressure? You wait till the Lord comes back. You're going to see pressure. You think that you're going to be so cool with seeing Him in the air? When you witness His coming in this human condition, you will fall to your knees like everyone else in creation. And a tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. No human will ever stand in the presence of God. The weakness, the trial, the tribulation, the fear that we have from the human condition must be taken away. In that twinkling of an eye, you and I, if we are here during the time that Christ comes for His church, physically you will fall and you will be revived, changed to a glorified body that's fit to enter the kingdom of God. And with Him we will be caught up. Yes, it's an exciting time. But over the years I've found out something, a whole lot of somethings. And I found this out, folks, that over the years we understand that what you and I do by pure love is what accounts for God's great glory in heaven. What we do out of love of Jesus, our Father will see. But as a Christian, through the power of God's Holy Spirit and His Son Jesus, you and I will be polished up. Let me tell you, this head will at that point reflect the image of Christ. I don't know, you people with hair, what you're going to do. But I want you to think about that. God said, I want you to look inside you. I don't want you to look outside you and do you see me. Look inside yourself. Don't put somebody else down to look at yourself, to make yourself look better. No, look at who you are in Christ and see what powers your life. Is the world in control of powering your life? Or is the Holy Spirit? You and I have the freedom because of the love of God to turn and walk away. Yes, we do. And He'll still love me. So I don't follow Christ for fear of hell. Hell doesn't have a shot on that. What part of hell that I'll witness will be right here. And you know what that is, what that entails in your life if you've lived very long. But I won't witness hell. But what I will witness in my life is the goodness of Christ. And He says, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I love you. I love you like you are. So because God loves us like we are, He lets us know that only He can change us from the inside out. He knows how He created us. He knows we're a mess. And He also knows that you and I need Him so bad that He will never leave us. He loves us. Picture how much you love your children, your grandchildren. And you see the love that is there in your heart. You feel that. Can you imagine what God feels when He looks at each one of us? Think of this question. As God looks in your heart and mine, and He says, have I not given you all things? All the blessings in your life, did not I give you? The peace that you shouted about and felt so strong when you fell to your knees and worshiped my Son, that peace continues to be offered. But why wouldn't you choose it? You choose things of life to substitute for the love of God? Oh, God has a lot of questions for us. But the best way we can dodge them is to run from Him. So we quit. Many quit God the first time trouble hits. Others will stay for a while and then they'll quit. Because they'll say, I thought being a Christian meant that I would have everything and not have to worry about anything. Actually, it does. I don't have to worry about anything. If I get too hungry, God will send the bird to feed me. God looks at us as His children. But He's training us where we can stand with Him through the power of His Holy Spirit throughout eternity. Folks, leaving this world in the physical body is to be with Christ. And if I am with Christ, I will continue to work throughout eternity. The ground on which you'll work will no longer be cursed. The God you will serve will separate you from all the rest. And you will love those who don't love God. The ultimate of love, loving your enemy, loving the hurt within your physical being. Because the more you hurt, the more Holy Spirit power you allow to come from that hurt. Because at that point in your life, you're humble. God, I don't know what to do. I've messed everything up. I have done the things that I said I wouldn't, and I didn't do the things that I said I would. Do you really believe that you surprised God with that? Do we really think that when God saved us, whether as a kid or any point in our life, do you really think that when He saved you, He didn't know what you were going to do in the future? We're talking about a God that said He knew us before time began. That's old. It's eternal. And God looks to us today as His children. We unite together here in this building. But the church is us, not the building. The worship comes through us, not the building. God says, I am going to mold you into a church, a body representing my Son. God's Son never, never said a word that God didn't give Him to say. Do you ever think about that? There is not one word that Jesus ever uttered that He did not get direct from God the Father to utter. He said that. And He tells them, ask those who have heard Me as to whether or not I'm guilty. Look to the heart, is what Christ says. For out of it flows good and or evil. I know parents, those that are dealing with your children in this generation, let me tell you something. There's no different from any other generation. Just different games. Sins call something different. But there's no difference. There's always been something in the world that will pull you and me away from our walk with Christ. Now, if you really think about that one, that's the only way Satan can grab someone who doesn't know Christ, is to stop you from ministering as Christ has called you to minister. Not all are called to preach, not all are called to teach, but all are called. Well, what am I supposed to do? I don't have the slightest idea. I ask God. Because every day I wake up, I do not know how to minister. Therefore, when I go into the presence of God in prayer, and I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. Folks, I've been praying that prayer for 40 years. Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. That didn't surprise Him either. But it did open a door. And God says, I'm glad you admit it. Now, let's do this. And do you know? Now, I'm being honest with you, folks. Do you realize that right after that, you'll take off glorifying God and you're in a mess? And that's before you get out of the driveway. Think of it. Because you and I have within us a spirit that God has given us. But we also have a fallen nature. And the battle goes on. And we mess up. Every day of my life, I have never been able to do it right. But I have lived because Christ knew my mistakes before I would make them. And He let me live. So, why can't I get it right? Remember the Apostle Paul asked that. Apostle Paul, God love him, he finally comes to the conclusion and says, God, the things that I want to do, I don't do, and the very things I don't want to do, I end up doing. Oh, what a wretched man am I. And yet you and I read his books of the Bible attributed to his writing, and we follow those books as the Word of God, because they are. Do you think really that God's going to allow you to really get a handle on what's going on? If you did that, then why would you pray to God? If God turned us over to ourselves, you and I, in our rebellious nature, would destroy self. Those who commit suicide are rebelling against self. They're hurting so bad. Have Christians ever done that? No doubt in my mind. Have you ever fallen so far as a Christian that you don't even know that you're a Christian anymore? And that thought enters your mind? Let me give you some help with that. That thought would only enter your mind if you were a Christian. You only come under that conviction as a Christian because without Christ, you wouldn't care. Therefore, because we have Christ, he gives us that love. And he says, good question. Yes, you're a mess. And yes, you belong to me. So folks, I don't know whether I taught it or preached it, but I can tell you this. What God gives and lays on your heart, speak it. For as God touches your heart in many different areas, he's touching somewhere. We're broadcasting 130-some countries. Somewhere, somebody needs a message. And they all need your prayers and mine. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be your children, for touching us through your Holy Spirit, and for directing us through your great love. Touch each of us now, Father, that as we go from this place, we will not leave you. That as we walk out the doors, Father, I ask for your protection to be upon each one as they seek your truth for our life. Protect us, Father. Deliver us in a way to where we can glorify your Son in all that we do. For I ask it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.